this. Well, Colorado is putting an initiative on the state ballot to make this sort of preemption illegal. Here in Oregon, there are two counties, Benton County and Lane County, both agricultural counties. Both have ordinances going to the ballot that would establish a right to a sustainable food system, including things like a right to a seed heritage. What these ordinances would do is they would ban the growing of GMO crops. And furthermore, they would strip corporations like Monsanto of their so-called corporate rights that they use like a shield. Here in Portland, we have a local group. We are discussing the possibility of a countywide Bill of Rights to a sustainable and healthy food system, which would ban, it would place a ban on GMO-based ingredients being sold anywhere in the county. Now keep in mind, ordinances like this they violate the U.S. Constitution. They are acts of disobedience. What they do, they set up a crisis of jurisdiction. Who's in charge, right? The corporations and the federal government or local communities like ours to make decisions about our basic health and welfare? I want to read you a brief excerpt from, this is from Article 1, Section 1 of our Oregon State Constitution. This is the highest law in the land. It says, all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on this authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they, the people, have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such a manner as they think proper. This is written into our Constitution. This is the power we have. And I'm coming close to the end, but I also want to read you, this is very exciting, in a recent ruling, a Pennsylvania judge, this is a hero, Debbie Odell Seneca, a Pennsylvania judge, in striking down a case from a corporation, a fracking corporation, she writes, corporations do not exist in the manner that humankind exists. They cannot be let alone by the government because businesses are but grapes, ripe upon the vine of the law, that the people of this commonwealth raise, tend, and prune at their leisure and need. In other words, she's saying she does not recognize the so-called corporate rights found by corporations in the Constitution. And what I want to say as a final remark is this is not just about banning GMOs, right? It's not just about shutting down corporations like Monsanto. This is about building true grassroots democracy of a kind that we've perhaps never actually really had in this country, but that we are ready for. Everywhere it seems, people are waking up to this desire. And I know you all are ready for this. So thank you so much.
I'm Monica Beamer.
And I'm Mike Crenshaw. We're KBOO's new co-station managers. We're excited to be a part of the KBOO community. We're starting a new weekly feature on Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m., News from the Boo will give you an inside look into what's happening at KBOO, including upcoming events, station news, special programming, and future goals and plans for the station.
Be sure to tune in this Wednesday and every Wednesday after the KBOO Evening News for News from the Boo, an insider look into your community radio station.
Native American Business Network is holding its 12th annual Trading at the River Conference and Native Marketplace at Lewis and Clark College, May 27th through the 29th. ONABEN is a nonprofit public benefit corporation created by Northwest Tribes to increase the success of private businesses owned by Native Americans. Trading at the River features inspirational speakers, informative panels, and valuable workshops for small business owners and economic development organizations. ONABEN also welcomes community members to come check out the Native Marketplace, a highlight of the event, which features over 20 Native vendors. It is open to the public from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., May 29th at Lewis and Clark College at Smith Hall. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found on kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages. providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
What's up, everybody? This is Goddess of Goddess and She, and you're tuning in to KBOO Portland. Holla at your girl.
Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight we welcome youth organizers from three different community groups. We are going to be hearing from The Living Room and some of the youth organizers from The Living Room. That is the safe space for lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning youth in Clackamas County. They've got a lot going on, so we'll be hearing some updates from them, as well as what they have planned for Pride celebrations next month. Later in the show, we'll be hearing from two other youth organizers who are involved with the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, which is happening here in Portland on June 21st. And later at the end of the show, we'll be hearing from Queer Intersections Portland, another organization that was created by some young people to bring together people of diverse backgrounds and basically, just like the name says, queer intersections in their lives. So we'll be hearing from that organization towards the end of the show. I'd like to encourage you to stay tuned all the way till 7 o'clock to hear from these youth organizers telling their stories, sharing the work that they're doing to create the world they want to see right now. Now, before we get to our interview, I want to remind you of a community announcement that's happening this Friday, May 30th. And this is actually a follow-up to last week's radio show. Last week, we welcomed Max Voltage into our studios once again, and Max shared information about Home Momentum, the soundtrack release celebration that's happening at the Alberta Rose Theater. Again, that's this Friday. The doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8. The Alberta Rose Theater is located on Northeast Alberta, and you can find out more information about the show as well as ticket information at homomentum.com. This soundtrack release is going to feature the 21 original songs, including performances from the Home Momentum performance. So again, that show is this Friday, May 30th. The doors at 7 and the show is at 8. The website for more information, homomentum.com. Now, if you'd like to connect with us here at the radio show, you can email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. If you connect on Facebook or Twitter, you can find us at KBOO Out Loud. We love to connect with our listeners, and we welcome your feedback about the show, as well as future show ideas. The website, again, is outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, KBOO website has lots of different information on it, including how to get involved as a volunteer. You can check out those details at kboo.fm/volunteer. And if you'd like to listen to past radio shows from Out Loud, you can find those on the website as well, kboo.fm/outloud. Now, we're going to take a short music break, and we'll be back in just a few moments to hear from The Living Room. But first, this song is from Joan Jett, and it's titled Androgynous.
Dick. He's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's send to her. She's happy the way she looks. She's happy with her gender.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and that song was from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, titled Androgynous, and an interesting little take on the Jack and Jill story. And I thought that was very representative of tonight's show. We are focusing on and celebrating the youth of our community, and especially the young people that are working towards making the changes they want to see in their communities. Our first guest tonight are from The Living Room, which is a safe space for lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth in Clackamas County. And we have a couple guests here in the studio. And first, I would like to welcome back to the studio, Jefferson. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
And I learned before the show that Jefferson is the only paid staff at The Living Room. So I know you guys rely on a lot of volunteers. But Jefferson, please give us a little bit of background on what is The Living Room? How did it get created? Just a little bit of background.
Thanks. The Living Room started out just from a woman who her daughter came out to her and she wanted to find a resource for her daughter to go to. And was struggling to find anything, and so went to some community members of Clackamas County and said, well, hey, what can we start? And started The Living Room, essentially, which provides a safe place for GLBTQQ youth in Clackamas County. And we do that through a weekly drop-in, which is every Wednesday from 4 to 8 in Oregon City. We also do various events throughout the year. I know the last time I was on the show, we talked about our alternative prom, which is really great. We had almost 200 youth show up, which is really awesome.
That is great.
Definitely. Yeah.
And you also have lots of volunteers. So just to put a shout out to any of the people that are 18 and older who might be interested in volunteering, they can contact you guys. What's a website where folks can connect with you or just find out more information?
Our website is thelivingroomyouth.org, and they can also contact myself at thelivingroomcoordinator@gmail.com. And our volunteers are over the age of 21. As long as they're 6 months over the age of 21, they can volunteer. And under the age of 21, they're welcome to come to the living room and hang out with us.
All right. Sorry about the wrong date people. But all right, 21 and older. So again, you can connect with Jefferson if you're interested in volunteering. What else would you like to talk about this evening?
Well, we want to talk a little bit about what we're planning to do this summer and things that are coming up.
Okay. And so let me also next welcome Jessica to the studio, or welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you.
And what are some of the things you're looking forward to this summer with the living room?
So every summer we have a summer wellness program, which is we go on hikes, and basically within Clackamas County, we go out and do various things. And so this summer we are still in the planning phase for everything, but we're looking at going on a camping trip, going floating down a river somewhere, probably Barton Estacada area, flying kites on a beach, hiking at Silver Falls, photo scavenger hunt, intergenerational potluck, and some sort of service activities. So these are all things that we ask youth to come and do with us, just to be able to hang out and get in our community more than just hanging out at a church where we have drop-in.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So a nice diverse activities of young people coming together. And I like the providing service, you know, out in the community is a great way to build friendships and also help your community out. Wonderful. Okay, and then I'd also like to welcome Kitty to the studios. Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you.
And tell us what the living room is going to be doing for Pride this year.
We are going to be having a booth at Pride, and we're going to be participating in the parade. Our theme this year is unique, so watch out for us there. And we are going to be having a friends and family barbecue at Clackamas Park in Oregon City on June 13th from 4 to 8, and there's definitely going to be puffy paint. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're having a lot of good food and a lot of friends, and it's a really great opportunity to introduce your friends and family to the living room, or if you're a family who would like to introduce a youth to the living room, then it's a great opportunity for that.
Well, and I think you clarified, but let me ask, who is welcome to come to this event that you're having at the park? But you were mentioning maybe families of young people that have not yet engaged.
Yeah.
So, okay. And what one thing I didn't ask at the beginning, what ages of young people are welcome or that the living room provides services to?
That's ages 14 through 20.
Okay, 14 to 20. And let me go back to the party at the park, only because I think that's going to be a lot of fun. If folks are interested in joining that party in the park, should they bring games or should they bring food? Is it potluck?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay. There's a lot of nodding going on. You can't see that in radio land, but there's a lot of nodding. Okay, great. And I also just want to let listeners know we've been sharing some dates and some times. And for those of you that are driving and or not able to write things down, one thing I really like about the Living Room's website is that you have your calendar of events where everything is available. So again, that website is thelivingroomyouth.org. And Jefferson, can folks send you an email through that website as well?
Yes, you'll find at the bottom of the page our telephone number and email address.
Okay.
And at various places throughout the website as well.
Okay, so I like that you had some photos of other stuff that had been happening. And so besides your Pride, you know, the gathering that's going to happen at Clackamas Park, what other things do you guys have on your agenda?
Well, we have a few other things. Besides Pride and Summer Wellness and our weekly drop-in, we're also planning a fundraiser. All the proceeds will be going to fund our youth programs, especially for the fall. And it's going to be a karaoke fundraiser taking place at Voice Box Southeast from 6 to 8, and that is on June 26th. There's information on our website about that, as well as our Facebook page, so you can check it out there. And if you prepay, it's only $15, and there's a link on the website to prepay, or you can pay at the door for $20.
Okay. And I'm assuming people are going to be doing karaoke, or what's going to happen at this fundraiser?
Yeah, so at VoiceBox, they have, you can just get your own individual room with you and some friends, or I know we're going to have a room for youth. And so it's nice because you're not in this one giant room with a bunch of people. It's you and your friends, and you're able to just sing and have fun and do your karaoke thing.
And I was going to say be campy, but okay, that's my friend. So I don't know if that happens with you guys, but do your karaoke thing. What's the date for that fundraiser again?
That's June 26th from 6 to 8 at Voice Box Southeast.
Okay. And again, listeners, don't feel pressure to write this stuff down, but it's all on their website, thelivingroomyouth.org.
Okay. Now, I know that you guys sometimes partner with other community groups. One of the things we're going to be talking about later in the show is the Oregon Queer Youth Summit that's coming up. And so will the Living Room be doing an information table at that summit?
Yeah, we will be tabling, and one of our youth is also going to be presenting two different workshops, so we're pretty excited about those.
Okay, that is exciting, and listeners, stay tuned. When we're done talking with the Living Room group, we will be welcoming some other youth organizers to talk about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit in just a few moments. Now, I also want to let listeners know, you know, something that I think is really awesome about the Living Room, and that's how the organization makes decisions and makes plans, and who wants to speak a little bit about the structure of the Living Room?
So we have an executive board and a board of directors. So the executive board is the secretary, treasurer, and co-chairs, and our person who oversees Jefferson. And so we meet as an exec board once a month, and then the week after we have our board meeting, which we are always welcoming people to our board. Just get in contact with Jefferson or someone through the website, and we will be able to get you on track to getting to a board meeting. And then from there, we also have Youth Advisory Council, which is where we plan all of the events, such as our Pride events and Summer Wellness, as well as our weekly drop-ins and our big events, such as Summit, Alternative Prom, and anything else we do.
Okay. So basically, this Youth Advisory Group, I think of it kind of as steering the ship that is the Living Room. Is that a fair interpretation?
Yeah, one of the people who volunteers often says that we move at the speed of youth. And okay. So everything we do is planned through youth.
Okay.
Except for volunteer trainings and stuff.
Right. Okay, that's great. So I think that that's really awesome. And I also just want to give credit. I know there's a lot of young people involved behind the scenes, part of your advisory group, and that weren't able to be here today. So maybe just a nice shout out to all the folks that have been involved, you know, currently, but also over the years, who've helped make the Living Room what it is today. So I know it's taken a lot of people who don't necessarily get that acknowledgement, but kind of takes a village to get something like this going, especially out in Clackamas County. So cheers to everyone who's been involved over the years. So now we do have a few moments left. I want to give everybody a chance. Again, I want to say thank you. We've had Jefferson and Kitty and Jessica here in the studio with us. But just to be sure we've covered everything, is there anything else that you'd like to share or any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I just have two more things. We are always happy to take volunteers and always looking for volunteers. And we have a volunteer training coming up on Saturday, August 2nd. And so you can get information about that on our website by either emailing me at thelivingroomcoordinator@gmail.com or at tlrvolunteer@gmail.com. And we'll be able to get you trained and ready to go to help volunteer with the Living Room. And the other thing is that we're always looking for donations, and particularly around this time of year, we're happy to get gift cards for different grocery stores or department stores. And all of that, again, will go to help with youth programs. So we're always happy to take that. But I think that's all that I had.
Well, and let me just ask on those donations, perhaps if there's a restaurant or a food or a coffee vendor, could they contact you about maybe actually donating products as well?
Yeah, definitely. We'd be happy to take that.
All right. You can find Jefferson on their website, thelivingroomyouth.org. Okay. And Kitty and Jessica, any closing thoughts from you two? No pressure. I see shoulders shrugging in the studio. Okay. Anything? No? Okay. So one of the joys of live radio, you can't see their body language, but a couple of shy people in the studio, that's all right. So again, I want to say a huge thank you. Jefferson is the, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking to three people very, very involved with the Living Room based in Clackamas County. Jefferson is the only paid staff at the Living Room, and both Kitty and Jessica, are you two involved in the planning committee of things?
Okay, I'm Jessica, just to clarify that.
Yeah.
And so I am actually on the exec board. I am currently the only youth member on the board, and I act as secretary. So I go to exec board meetings, normal board meetings, and then youth advisory as well.
Right on. You are very, very involved. Well, thank you for all of your work.
Thank you.
I'm Kitty, just so we cleared that up. I am a member of Youth Advisory Council, which Jessica talked a lot about before.
Okay, great. Well, and thank you to the young people again. We have Kitty and Jessica here in studio, and I know there's a lot of other young people at the Living Room who have been involved in getting ready for all your Pride stuff, as well as everything that's happened over the last couple of years. You guys have really got a lot going on. So a big thank you to everyone involved behind the scenes, and thank you for coming down to the studios this evening, and we will leave the window of opportunity open for you to come back another time.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right. Well, thank you for coming down. Now, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to take a short music break, and we're going to be back in just a few moments to hear all about the upcoming Oregon Queer Youth Summit happening here in Portland, June 21st. We're going to take another music break with another song celebrating young people. This song is one I'd encourage you to turn it up. It's called The Dolly Roots, Because I'm Awesome.
I always tell you how cool.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. That song was from the Dolly Roots, and it was titled Because I'm Awesome. That was a little shout out to all the youth who are working in their own communities, trying to make things better for everyone, especially other young people. Tonight's focus on the show is all about young people, and the first organization we just got done talking to was the Living Room, and another thank you to Jefferson, Kitty, and Jessica for being our guests. And now I am going to shift the subject over to the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, which is coming up here in Portland on June 21st. And I would like to welcome Giovanni to the studio. Welcome, Giovanni.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Good. And how are you?
I'm doing really good. You know, the sun is outside, it's shining, and I'm seeing your beautiful face in the studio right now.
Wonderful. So for folks that don't know about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, let's do a little background sharing. And how long has this been going on?
Sure. So this year is actually the OCIS's 11th year.
Okay.
And I was really amazed when I heard that. And not only just our 11th year, but we're bigger and better than we have been in before. And yeah.
It is exciting. Now, let's be sure we give folks the website. So again, if you're driving, please don't take your hands off the wheel, but we are going to be sharing some dates and times and locations and other details that are all available on the website.
At www.OQYS.org.
And that is
OQYS.org.
And that's the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, just to make it easy to remember. So I know the location is just confirmed.
Yeah, the location is just confirmed. The Metropolitan Learning MLC.
The Metropolitan Learning Center is a school over in Northwest Portland. Kind of downtown, but not really. It's closer to Northwest 23rd.
It's in the Pearl District.
It is in the Pearl District. And so the conference itself is happening in the school. And tell us, what can people expect? Or first of all, let me backtrack. Who is welcome at this conference?
Good question. So the Oregon Queer Youth Summit is planned and, you know, planned and for U24 and under, LGBTQ youth and their allies. We're really welcoming volunteers who are interested in helping us throughout the day, and any sponsors who would be willing to, you know, provide in-kind donations or help us with cash donations for the summit. And again, that is 24 and under, youth, young adults, LGBTQ youth and allies.
And I just want to share, I mean, we just heard from the Living Room, and Jefferson had mentioned that a youth from the Living Room is going to be doing one or two of the workshops. And so who is presenting? Like, who's running the workshops and stuff?
Yeah, so what we do at OCIS is that, you know, some of the workshops do have, say, adult facilitators, but each and every one of our workshops do have a youth in that room that is running and, you know, running the show.
Okay.
So we do have, you know, for example, sometimes we have our drag 101 workshop that is accompanied by you, by an adult, I should say. And last year I had a really fun time doing a workshop on how adults can create a safer space for youth. And I had the pleasure of working out with an adult. The good news as well is that we also provide a stipend for youth who, you know, take the time to prepare this workshop and help make OCIS the best ever.
And just to say, a stipend equals money. And so
yes,
the youth presenters get paid
yes,
a little bit. But that is certainly very nice for young people that are not necessarily working a regular job yet. So they get paid for their time. Is or can young people still submit workshops, or are you done taking
yeah,
applications?
So workshop proposals are still open until, I would say, like the first week of June.
Okay.
So if there's any young person out there that is interested, you know, submit a workshop.
You can't see me in Radioland, but I'm pointing at Boston, who's our engineer, who pushes the buttons and makes us sound like we know what we're doing. But Boston is part of the youth collective here at KBOO, and encouraging Boston to do a little something at the summit. Okay, it's a small world. Boston hopefully may be involved. We can only hope. So a big shout out to all the young people who have already submitted workshops. Could you give us any teasers about the workshops that have already come in, or is that top secret?
I would say it's top secret for now. you can, though, expect to see a full list on our website at oqys.org.
Okay.
And also, we're really, really, really hoping to get every single LGBTQ youth here in the city to register as soon as possible.
Okay.
And they can do that at register.oqys.org. Again, register@oqys.org.
Okay, that's exciting. Tell us a little bit, what were some of the highlights, or what were some of the things that were really made an impression on you from last year's conference?
Yeah, so one thing I love about last year was the presentation by Sassafras Lowry. She is an incredible writer. She, you know, started her work, you know, here in Portland, and, you know, she's award-winning. And being able to hear her story, you know, as a young activist who was kicked out of her home, who's been through all these challenges today, but can be able to tell the world that, you know, look at me, look at what I'm doing right now. You know, you can do it. And the fact that each and every year there's something new. You know, this year we have the pleasure of having Multnomah County Chairwoman Marissa Madrigal, who is the youngest person to become Multnomah County Chair and the first Latina. And again, OCIS is always a place that, you know, is such a great opportunity to showcase the talent and the inspiration that youth in the city bring. And also really be able to energize LGBTQ youth in the city who sometimes don't know where to turn for inspiration. You know, being a young activist, it gets hard sometimes, but this is a place for you to network, for you to learn other organizations in the city, and for you to just see, you know, LGBTQ youth leaders at action.
And to meet some other young people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's something I hear from teenagers all the time, is where are the safe spaces for young people to go hang out? And there's SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. We just talked to the Living Room. So there are some maybe community center kind of places, but the Oregon Queer Youth Summit is a great space where people come. Maybe mention, have you gotten registration from people outside of Portland? Because I know you welcome people outside of the area.
Yeah.
But have you heard from anybody yet?
Thank you for asking that. So one thing that we're doing this year that we did last year is we provide transportation scholarships for people outside of the city to be able to, you know, have funding that it can, like, pay to get here.
Pay for the van, pay for the adult to drive the van,
yes.
Something like that.
Yes, yes, yes. And yes, we do. We always have groups each year outside of Portland. And we're really hoping this year and really pushing to get more cast sponsorship that we can be able to provide those transportation scholarships for these youth groups outside of Portland to make it a more Oregon summit, you know?
Right, instead of just Portland.
Exactly.
So if there's a listener perhaps who is working with young people outside of the city, or maybe there's someone listening who would like to make that cash donation mm-hmm. to you, how do they find you guys? Through the website? Is that the best way?
Yes. So it's pretty easy. For a general question, you can always email us at hello@oqys.org, or simply just go to our website at oqys.org. If you go to our website, you'll be able to find that sponsorship page that tells you more about what we look for and what we can provide in sponsorship. And also, if you are looking for a transportation scholarship, you can always email us at the same email, or specifically at scholarships@oqys.org. And we will have a team that is working with you to really help you through those steps and make sure that you get the funding so you can get at OCIS this year.
Okay, I'm surprising you with this question, but if you remember from last year, do you remember which city represented the farthest distance? Like where had a young person traveled the farthest to come to the summit? No pressure, I did not
ask. I think it'll probably be, for this year or last year, Grants Pass.
Okay.
Like some people who, you know, a group of youth who are like, okay, we want to go to OCIS and we want to show our faces and we want to, you know, get the energy and excitement and on the bus from Grants Pass all the way to here. And I was like, whoa.
That's
dedication.
Awesome.
Dedication.
Yeah. And some passion. And they made it. That's
they
awesome.
They did. And they made it back home safely. And we were so happy to hear that.
Okay, great. So a big shout out to anyone who has connections outside of the Portland metropolitan area, or certainly any listeners that might be tuning in. Please go to the website. Again, we're talking about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit. And so the website is oqys.org. And you can find out how to get in touch with the youth who are organizing the event. Giovanni mentioned there's still time if you'd like to submit a workshop. And just to clarify, it does the workshop proposal needs to be led by a young person?
Yes.
Okay.
It can be accompanied by an adult, mm-hmm. but we do ask that all of our workshops are led by a youth because it is a youth conference.
Absolutely. And what about community groups if they want to do like an information table? Is that available?
Yeah. So people can still email us at hello@ocis.org.
Okay.
And also go to our website for more information. What we are really asking for right now are community organizations that are willing to provide us with in-kind donations, whether that be, you know, here's some coffee for the morning, here's some tables, here's some snacks, you know, for all these young people at this one conference. And yes, we are always happy and willing to showcase the amazing people that make this community possible with Table In.
Okay. I know in many years, over the last many years, that KBOO has sometimes had an information table, and I'm pretty sure we've signed up to be one of those community resources in the room. So for anyone that goes, you can come and say hi to the folks that'll be hanging out at the KBOO table there as well.
Yeah. Will you be there, Carla?
I'm not sure. I'm not committing. I'm rallying, but I don't know if I'll be there.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
Well, we hope to see your beautiful face there, Carla.
Thank you.
And your lovely voice.
Thank you, thank you. So we do have just a few more moments. Tell us some more of the things that you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, so what am I looking for? I think I'm personally looking forward to seeing, you know, these many of these incredible workshops that really blow your mind. You know, this year, I think we've seen a lot of more dialogue on, you know, different languages that are not okay, and really, you know, creating safe spaces. And I think I'm excited to see the workshops because, again, they're always, you know, so inspiring. And again, just see the amazing young people who make this community possible, you know, and really just provide that space that can empower, you know, us young people and, you know, showcase the work that we're doing.
Yeah, there's so much awesome stuff that young people are doing in our community. And unfortunately, that doesn't make it to the front pages of the newspaper. You know, so much of the drama and the trauma and the legitimate violence. Like, I don't mean to minimize that, but there are a lot of young people doing some amazing things. And I love that that shows up year after year at the Oregon Queer Youth Summit. So any of the young people that might be listening, you know, consider what kind of workshop do you think would be valuable for your peers and what can you offer to this opportunity, and check it out. Again, the website is oqys.org.
Yes, and we're also happy to tell the world that this year's theme is smashing oppression, building empathy. So we're really hoping that a lot of the workshops can showcase that. And also we are looking forward for more speakers. So if you're interested in being a speaker, still visit our website at oqys.org. Or if you'd like to email us, hello@oqys.org.
Right on. Now, I also just want to acknowledge that the location, the Metropolitan Learning Center, if for young people are here in the metro area, there's a couple different buses that'll take you over there, so easily accessible. What time does the action start that day? We're talking Sunday, June 21st. And what time should folks plan to show up, like 8, 9 in the morning?
Yeah, so it's actually Saturday, June 21st.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm planning on having a good nap that Sunday, actually. So on Saturday, you can expect to see a lot of things starting around 8.
Okay. And breakfast is provided, so people that are nervous about 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah, so breakfast and coffee is provided. I don't think I would be there that early if I wasn't expecting coffee. Yeah. And lunch is provided as well.
Okay, great. And another shout out to any businesses or folks that are either can contribute cash or food. You're wanting those donations as well.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of speaker? You mentioned that you have room for some more speakers. What kind of, I mean, are you looking for adult speakers or I'm thinking young speakers?
So we are looking for youth speakers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people ask a lot, like, what do you speak about? And we, you know, this year's theme is smashing oppression, building empathy. We do ask that our speakers really speak to the theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year's theme was dream it, speak it, do it. And some of the things that were talked about were, you know, stories about these youth who were dreaming about things and they spoke about it and they did it. You know, they created change. And some other speakers discussed how they were thinking about transitioning. And they dreamt it, they spoke it, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that transitioning story was a story that even today I feel like crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it wasn't just about them creating change in the world, but change inside.
Mm-hmm.
And for a young trans individual to be able to share that story with other individuals who are, you know, thinking the same, it was powerful.
It was. And not to put any pressure on you, but have you been a speaker in the past?
At OCIS?
Yeah.
Actually, no. I've never been a speaker at OCIS. And I was thinking about speaking at OCIS, but, you know, this year being a staff, I was like, well, I'll be running around.
Being responsible.
Doing me, mm-hmm. you know, being Giovanni that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even sure if I'm even going to have the time to even, like, be on that stage and stand still for like a couple minutes.
Well, just to put that idea in your head, because I'm sure, you know, nobody else has encouraged you. But for folks that don't know, Giovanni is a youth organizing rock star. And I almost want to get your autograph now before you start charging for it. But listeners, you will be definitely hearing more from Giovanni, who is very involved with many different projects, but we're here to talk about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit this evening. So we do need to start wrapping things up, talking about this event, but I just want to remind listeners again, the Oregon Queer Youth Summit is on Saturday, June 21st, at the Metropolitan Learning Center, which is a school over in Northwest Portland. This is free, and it is for all day for youth ages 24 and younger. The website is oqys.org. And Giovanni, did we cover everything that you wanted to talk about today?
I think we did. You know, okay. People just register.oqys.org. And if they're on Twitter, we are on Twitter, OQYS, Oregon, QYS. On Twitter, and we're on Facebook, so follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and okay. Stay up to date.
Okay, and any adults that want to volunteer or make donations, they're looking for those things as well.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Any closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I am so excited to be at KBOO, and we are even more excited to see KBOO at OCIS this year.
All right, we're excited to be there. So listeners, share the Oregon Queer Youth Summit with other young people in your life. And again, just to clarify, there's no questions that are asked at the door. So whether or not a young person identifies as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, any of that, that's private. But they and their allies are very welcome, and a big emphasis on the allies. That's so much of the safety for young people who are what I like to say, part of the rainbow family, as I'm rubbing my heart, you know, however that young person identifies. For so many of those young people, their safety and their security is dependent on those allies. And so we very much want to encourage allies to step up and get involved wherever it's appropriate. But thank you so much, Giovanni, for joining me in the studio today. And we'll have you back again sometime very, very soon. So, listeners, we're going to take a short musical break, and we'll be back in just a few moments to hear about the Queer Intersections Portland, a new group here in Portland that is going to be celebrating their one-year anniversary very soon. But we'll take a short musical break, and we'll be back to hear about that in just a few moments. We have another Joan Jett song for you this evening. I encourage you to turn this up. It is titled Change the World. That was Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, and the song was titled Change the World. You're listening to Out Loud, the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and we just said goodbye to the Oregon Queer Youth Summit and Giovanni here in the studio with us. And the next topic of our show this evening is about Queer Intersections Portland, and this is Giovanni's special project as well. So Giovanni, I don't want to say welcome back because he didn't really go anywhere, but that song that we just heard, Change the World, makes me think of you. You are a young person.
Thank you, Carla.
And for listeners that don't know, I met Giovanni in high school, and to see him now making such a big difference out in the world as a young adult, you really are changing the world.
Thank you.
Yes. And so tell us about the Queer Intersections Portland, and and how it came to be.
Yeah, so, you know, QRI Portland is a group of adult and youth organizers who are really dedicated to, you know, confronting a variety of social inequalities. The project was founded last year by a group of queer and trans youth of color last year in June 2013 in response to a lot of the issues that were affecting LGBTQ youth with various marginalized identities. And these youth didn't feel like they were being brought to the table at this time. You know, myself included, you know, we were searching for this platform and a space that we can use just to discuss and to advocate and to, you know, organize on these issues that were affecting our lives, you know, individuals with multiple oppressed identities. And, you know, unfortunately at that time, our search came up dry. We found a gap in services that were provided for and by LGBTQ youth of color. And fortunately, in this case, we had to create the services and the platforms ourselves. And with that, you know, we inspired all these other youth who came aboard, you know, to be a part of that change. And, you know, I think a lot about, you know, youth, not just youth who are seen as one-dimensional, mm-hmm. you know, but the fact that we all face so many different challenges each and every day, and the identities that we have individually are really what shape each of our experience mm-hmm. as individuals, and, you know, ensuring as well that, you know, services are not just for the one-dimensionals, mm-hmm. but, you know, that they look at the whole.
And it's so true that all of us humans, you know, we have so many different identities, and some are stronger, you know, that we feel, or some are more obvious when people look at us. I mean, just to name the color of our skin, people can see that. But rarely, I mean, no one really is a one item person. You know, we have all these different layers to us. And so that's something I'm excited about, the Queer Intersections Portland. Again, we're calling it QI Portland. You know, celebrating all those different intersections of all these different identities. And so the young people and some youth organizers came together. You said it was June of last year.
Yeah.
And so what's been happening since then?
Oh, my God. You know, that first event that we had was our QI night. Mm-hmm. And it was a really interesting night because that was that same day that the court case in Florida about this young person that got shot. This case. And it was the day that the decision by the court came out. And you know, the youth at the event, even though we weren't expecting it, you know, with this whole Trayvon Martin, the youth at the event weren't expecting it, and we weren't expecting it. And news got around about what happened, and the room was just cold, you know, at that first event. And for me, I will never forget how important it was for us to provide a space for these youth who didn't know what to do. You know,
and not just these youth, but you are part of these youth as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This is your group.
For me, you know, seeing what was happening, I was so amazed to see what was happening. To talk about things that happening now, in 2 weeks we're having our second Portland Tea event, and we are so proud because this is a partnership between us and Portland Parks and Rec, where we host this on the first Thursday of every month at Matt Dishman Community Center from 4 to 6. And June's edition is Pride. And we are talking about, you know, some of the great work that was done with the Stonewall riots, which really sparked, you know, what gay organizing, LGBTQ organizing look like today. Mm-hmm. And really be able to commemorate what these individuals did just to allow us to, you know, live openly LGBTQ lives. Mm-hmm. Also happening is our 1 year anniversary that is coming up on June 20th, the day before OKIS. And You know, at this event, not only will we be celebrating our one-year anniversary, but this is a huge stepping stone for us as an organization as we gather together with those who are invested in our mission. And we are reaching out to potential sponsors that would help us to make this event possible. And if anyone is interested in buying tickets, tickets just went live today. And they can always visit our website at qiportland.org. And for the anniversary, they can go to qiportland.org/anniversary. So tickets aren't online right now, but you can expect everything to be online tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, VIP tickets are 30, adult tickets are 20, and youth are 10.
Wonderful. And so, unfortunately, we're about to run out of time, but I want to make sure the Queer Intersection Portland celebrating the one-year anniversary, and there's another special event June 5th at Matt Dishman.
Yes.
Okay, so there's two big events coming up. All the details are on the website.
And would like to give a huge, huge shout out to all of our sponsors. Q Center, our presenting sponsors, our platinum sponsors, P5 Portland Black Chapter, Jupiter Hotel, Victoria Music, and our gold sponsor, the Imperial Sovereign Rose Court.
Wonderful. So perhaps you're open to more sponsors, I'm guessing?
Yes. So we are still looking for any sponsor who is individual in making this event possible. You can always email us at anniversary@QIPortland.org or myself, Giovanni at QIPortland.org.
And folks can find the QI Portland on Facebook if they network there as well.
So you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. If you know it, we are there.
Okay, great. Now, I'm sorry we ran out of time, Giovanni, but I'd like to leave the window of opportunity open for you to come back and share more of your awesomeness with our listeners in the future. So thank you so much for being our guest in the studio today. And any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners?
Portland, we love you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Now, listeners, I'm sorry we have to say our goodbyes, but we are out of time. We will be back next week, same time, same place. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to share tonight's radio show with your friends and family and the world, you can find that at kboo.fm/outloud. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Carla. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.